Leading our journey today is Deacon Jim Rush, a deacon of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Jeremiah warns us in today's first reading, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh." In keeping with the theme this week of fasting, let's talk about something that is a common challenge for many of us: overcoming the tendency to worry about what others think of us, being judged by others. I don't know about you, but I want to be liked. The question is, does being fearful of being judged ever make us hesitant to associate with certain people? It might reflect badly on me, we think. Sometimes a little fear is good. Our gospel account is of the poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, begging at the table of an unnamed rich man dressed in purple garments and fine linens, who ignores him. When the character is unnamed in Scripture, we have more of a tendency to see ourselves in them. Lazarus and the rich man meet up again in the afterlife. Lazarus at the side of Abraham, while the rich man is tormented in flames. St. John Chrysostom was an important church father who served as Archbishop of Constantinople. He was known for his preaching and public speaking and drove home the point of this parable, speaking of the rich man about Lazarus. "When you were living in your wealth, when you were free to see at your own will, you did not choose to see him." For who of us does this story not send a chill down our spine? I do think Jesus meant to put a bit of the fear of God in us. Remember high school, wanting to hang out with the cool kids? How often did we search out, lest be seen socializing with, those who were on the outside looking in? One young man that appeared to defy that description was Connor Simmons, a 2024 graduate of Central Catholic, who recently passed away. Though I did not personally know Connor, I have since spoken to many who said he was an outstanding example of always keeping an eye out for the kid who needed a friend. Who are the Lazarus we have overlooked because it might not have been a good look, or we are fearful of encountering? The St. Matthew Care and Share Soup Kitchen at St. Anne Church makes a living in ministering to the Lazarus of this world. Paula Strong, the director, has begun serving food and coffee on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. She has encouraged people to volunteer and simply be present. I've spoken with many of the volunteers. Initially, they were hesitant, not certain if they were up to it. How would the people respond to them? Will they like me? To a person, they have found it to be a rewarding experience. The sense of community in that room is evident. Sure, we care about what others think of us. It is only human. But as Jeremiah warns us, we don't want fear to cause us to hesitate to encounter the Lazarus God has intended for us. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you call us to cultivate a true sense of fasting and care for our fellow humans. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, may we see and reach out to the Lazarus within our community, not only during this Lenten pilgrimage, but daily. In your great name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.